Brian, on the Brian McDermott scale of 2 to 9, how pleased are you with that?
Oh, good effort, yeah. Oh, that's up there, that's a 9 for sure. Not without its challenges, not without its difficulties, and you don't win any game of rugby league so easily. Kev mentioned there that we probably have to do some convincing of people to say that was a tough game, and for the first 40 minutes certainly that was tough. The scoreline blew out for us, you know, in the final stage of that game. But to do something like that at Wembley, yeah, we're really pleased. Defensively, what a huge defensive effort that was. And if he was going to pinpoint me down and say where did you get the game, I thought our defence just shut down everything that Hulkar potentially could have thrown at us.
They're a dangerous team, aren't they? And to keep them to nil, was that the aim for the last 20 minutes? Was it to keep them out?
Well, as Kev already said, we don't need to send a message on the field, but the closer you get to keeping a team out, the more you want to do it. And certainly, that was never any part of the conversation before the game. We expected and a hell of a lot more thrown at us from OKR. And the question is, did we shut them down or did they play too conservative? And I tend to think we shut them down. You know, Dixon and Blair and Kelly, they threatened and probed. But it never quite got going for them, and usually when we did shut them down, there's a Stevie Ward or a Brett Delaney or a Carl Ablett in there shutting things down from the inside. So, you know, some incredible defensive efforts from the back row was there today.
Was it a complete team performance? Because everyone seemed to contribute in one way or another today.
I don't think anybody would say. I don't think you'd single a bloke out and say he did something special. Or, you know, Tom Briscoe scoring 5 tries was on the end of 4 Callum Watkins passes. Now Tom did something really special to go to finish the tries, but in terms of, you know, Tom's role, he got through it the same as Ryan Hall did, you know, and Zach Hardacre did, and the halves, you know, contributed, and the forwards did what their job, and I won't really attribute that performance down to one particular man, but you're right, the whole team collectively, we knew what we had to do today, and we needed to be really switched on at the start of the game and defensively switched on, and I thought we did that.
Sport's a funny thing, isn't it? Tom had the disappointment against Catalan at the end of last year. He's had his injury, he's worked hard, he's come back, and 5 tries for him, it is an amazing achievement, isn't it?
Of course, and you're probably right in quoting, you know, the Catalan loss last year. You know, Tommy was the last bloke to touch the ball, and he gets highlighted for that, but as I've often said, we didn't perform that day, and it should never have been a contest that we should have been further in front of Catalans, and our form after the Challenge Cup wasn't great, and we pretty much spiralled out. But you're right, Tom's had been in some dark places in the off season, got his injury, and he goes in some dark places again. But you sidle up next to a player who's either just been injured or banned or wherever, and you say, well, look, this could do you good, and you they look at you just to say, yeah, go away, coach. I don't want to hear that just yet. But I'm sure part of Tom's form, and he's been an absolutely determined bloke in the off season, and I'm sure the journey that he went on at the end of last year is part to do with why he's playing so well at the moment.
Like London buses, these Challenge Cup wins. Mm-hmm. You had to wait a long time for one. Now you've got two.
Well, let's hope a few more come. Yeah, listen, it's again. If you ask me, is it special to win at Wembley? It is. But when you've experienced a loss to then win, it's great. You know, to double up and do it back to back. I'll pinch myself in a few years' time. You know, that in itself is special, but we've got a fair bit more to go at this year. We want to finish off really strong, and there's a couple of more trophies on offer.
As Kevin said, I'm sure you will. It is all about the team, but there were 3 guys that won't be back should you be back next year. How important was it for them? You know, how fitting was it for them that they
fitting's
went out?
Fitting's a good word. We didn't use any of that in build-up, and it's a surefire way of making your team too passionate and too emotional, and the gas themselves because all the emotions got to them. But, you know, listen, Jamie Peacock, Kyle Lulua and Kevin Sinfield go out with at least a Challenge Cup victory winner's medal, so that's special. There's 2 more trophies on offer for us this year, and hopefully we can be talking about it afterwards, after the event, and achieve something very, very special. But I suppose the sobering reality is that on Monday we turn around back to Super League. We've got the mighty St Helens that come to Headingley on Friday night, and we've got to be very good in our continued thrust towards the grand final.
It seems from an outsider looking in, Brian, you're ruthlessly just ticking off boxes. Won the Challenge Cup, you're top of the league at the minute. If you can win the League Leaders Shield, then on to the grand final. Is that what you're doing? Just Win.
Well, I wouldn't quite put it as simplistic as ticking boxes, but yeah, for sure. Listen, no apologies. Our team wants to, and our club wants to be league leaders at the end of the year, And then that would put us in a good position then to head into the top four playoffs. And then we'd like to get to the grand final and win it. And we'd like to be able to look back at the end of the season and say, we've done the treble. There's no apologies for mentioning that. And that's not, I think I can say that with humility as well. And I know that, you know, Wigan, St. Helens, Huddersfield, Castleford are all going to have a fair bit to say in this. And then maybe, you know, there's some dark horses that will make the four that nobody ever thinks they would make the four. So, you know, there's a fair journey to go on and a fair few challenges, but that's not something we're aiming for.
And what this does for the club is it opens up the World Club series for next year. You're going to be in it, and that's another challenge for you.
Yeah, that was tough last year. In the start of this year, that was tough not to be involved in the World Club challenge. I think it's correct now that they've adjusted the criteria for that. If you win one of the big things, you're in the World Cup challenge. But we're guaranteed to play on our side, but we'd like to be played in the World Cup challenge final. And to do that, we've got to win the grand final.